we used to call Fish Creek Falls.
Okay. I want to ask you some questions just about society in general. If a woman's husband dies, she's called it what?
A widow.
Okay. And in the old days, and this rarely happened, but when it did happen, if a child was born out of wedlock to two people, they call that child a what?
A bastard.
Okay. Now, they don't use that term much anymore, do they?
No, you don't hear that.
You hear, what, illegitimate?
Illegitimate.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good thing. Do you remember in the old days if when two people got married, they had kind of a noisy celebration for
chivalry?
Yeah. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Did y'all get chivalried?
Yeah.
Did you really? Tell me about your chivalry.
Well, they dressed me up like a woman and my wife up like a man and made me push her down the street in the wheelbarrow and treat everybody in the local drugstore.
This was friends of yours?
Yeah, so-called friends.
So-called friends? Yeah. That is so funny. We don't have anything like that.
Oh, you don't know? Mm-hmm. Well, it's rare when they have them anymore.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you.
But they used to. Hmm. But that and several different pranks. Guys that were instrumental in doing that to us, we got them back. We peeled all the labels off their canned goods. So they have a surprise.
Would you say was it done right after you were married or a couple of days or weeks
later? Oh, anywhere that they could catch you for a year, you might be vulnerable.
You might get it. You have to just keep looking out.
Yeah.
Okay. When two people are wed, we say they are what?
Married.
Okay. And married people, their relationship to each other, they call each other what?
Husband and wife.
Okay. And the person who stands with the groom at the wedding is that?
Best man.
And with the woman?
Maid of honor.
Okay.
Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid. Okay. Let me see. In the old days, they had something they could blow into to make a
mouth harp?
Yeah. And what was it that came out of that? The noise that came out of that would be called? Or out of any instrument would be called?
Mouth harp.
Okay. But you play any instrument to create what?
Music.
Okay. Now, in the old days, they had these on playgrounds a lot. They would go back and forth.
Teeter totter?
Yeah. And after you'd eaten a chicken, there's a one particular bone.
The wishbone?
Yeah. What is the tradition associated with that?
Well, making a wish and two people pull on until it breaks, and the one that gets the biggest portion is supposed to get their wish. Okay.
Did they do that in the old days? Do you remember doing that when you were growing up?
No, I never did do it. Okay. I seen kids do it, okay. Yeah.
Do you know of any superstitions that people in this area had, or maybe in the old days when you were young?
Oh, I suppose they had them all, but walk under a ladder or break a mirror.
Okay.
All those, I never put any stock in.
Your family wasn't a very superstitious family?
No.
Okay.
I never put any stock in it.
Okay.
My dad never put any stock either in. A lot of people wouldn't plant until they read the almanac or something.
Yeah.
My dad never paid a bit of attention to that.
Yeah.
And like I said before, he was one of a handful that made it homesteading here.
Yeah, you told me that before. It's amazing.
He just, when things were right, he just did it. He paid attention to it.
Yeah.